The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
October of 2023, 21-year-old journalism student Joe Drennan was killed in a hit and run in Limerick City. Limerick gangland criminal Kieran Fogarty of Hyde Road in Limerick was given a sentence yesterday of 6.5 years for killing Joe. Now, when Joe was killed, Fogarty was out on bail for another offence committed in 2023, a drive-by shooting in the city where he had fired a weapon at a house where children played. Fogarty was sentenced to 8 years for that drive-by shooting, but yesterday Judge Colin Daly said that Fogarty's sentence for killing Joe would run concurrently with that 8-year sentence, meaning there will be no extra time added to Fogarty's sentence for killing Joe Drennan. Joe's family say they're disgusted by this, and I'm joined by Joe's mother, Marguerite. Marguerite, good morning.
Morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about Joe, please?
Joe was an exceptional character. He was kind, funny, and he was the apple of our eye. He was very talented, extremely talented, actually. And he was doing four-year journalism in Limerick.
I mean, he was the chief editor of the Limerick Voice. That's the University of Limerick student newspaper. So he was already well on his way to forging a career in journalism.
He was, absolutely, yes. He was.
Now, I know it may be difficult because this happened not too many years ago in 2023, but maybe you can remind us what happened to Joe.
Joe was standing at a bus stop, just finishing a day's work for money for college. And he was taken out of it by a car doing 122 miles an hour. Yeah, he was pinned underneath it, and that was it.
Now, the driver of that car was a man called Kieran Fogarty. He didn't stop. He didn't linger, even though he'd actually killed Joe.
No, he didn't. He wiped down the car, 14 seconds to wipe down his car, and he ran off. He ran off.
Now, through the work of the Gardaí, the forensic work, they managed to track down who was in the car.
Yes, they did, yeah. From the side airbag, there was a bit of DNA on the side airbag. So they were able to do it. Yeah, they were able to figure it out then, yeah.
So when the Gardaí brought him to the station, he was ultimately charged. And in court, it turned out that there was another very serious offence that he was facing. And so therefore, perhaps he should not have been out at all to perpetrate the crime against
yourself. He shouldn't have been on the streets at all. Like, he was out on bail, and he shouldn't have been on the streets at all. And that's why we're so angry.
Now, the sentence he got yesterday was 6.5 years, but he also got a sentence for a drive-by shooting that he was responsible for, and he got a sentence of 8 years for that. And the judge decided that these two sentences should run concurrently.
Yes, that's right. And so that means he'll serve not a day for Joe.
In effect,
not a day for Joe.
In effect, he got the sentence of 8 years for the drive-by shooting. And the other 6.5 years that he got will run concurrently, and it's shorter than the 8 years. So the net effect is that he doesn't do a day's extra time in prison because of what he did to your Joe.
No, he won't do an extra day for what he did to our Joe. No, he won't.
Now, Joe's dad, Tim, said something in court to the judge.
Yeah, Tim jumped up and he said, "Are you not going to give him a day's time for killing our son Joe?"
What did the judge say, or did he say anything?
Judge Colin Daly. No, he didn't say anything. He walked off. He walked off.
So Tim stood up and said, "Sorry, Your Honour, does that mean this fella Fogarty will not serve a day in jail for killing my son?" And the judge stood and left.
Yeah, stood and left. Yeah, he did, yeah.
I mean, you know, technically what Tim did was what the judges would tend to call an outburst in court. And
Yeah, I know that, yeah. But, you couldn't blame him. It's unbelievable, it's unbelievable.
Now, is there any course of action that you can take?
Yeah, well, we're appealing it to the DPP.
So you're depending on the DPP to take an appeal against the concurrent nature of this sentence?
Yes, yes, yes. He said it was consecutive. And we thought like we were home and dry. Like, you know, the judge said in court yesterday it was consecutive sentence. And then he changed his mind at the last minute.
He actually used the word consecutive.
Yes, yes, he did.
And
yes,
then changed it to concurrent.
And then changed it to concurrent.
Have you had any contact yet with the DPP about your request to have this appeal?
No, not yet. We will have.
Now, we know that there was a successful appeal by the DPP in the Cathal Crotty case. Are you optimistic that, you know, you will also be successful in getting an appeal to be taken? You can't prejudge what the effect or the decision in that appeal might be, but are you optimistic that the DPP will listen?
Hopefully he will listen. Hopefully.
Well, hopefully, Marguerite, you get the justice ultimately for the loss of Joe. As I said, a very talented young man, well on his way to forging a career in journalism, but taken out by Kieran Fogarty in such an irresponsible way.
Oh, such an irresponsible way. And like, he shouldn't have been out even on the streets. Shouldn't have been out on the streets, you know. So it's just yesterday was a kick in the teeth, kick in the stomach. And for the guards as well, like, the guards put an awful lot of manpower into this. And, like, you know, it's just dreadful. It's dreadful.
Marguerite, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Okay, thank you so much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.